Do you ever close your laptop after managing your short-term rental and think, why does this feel so freaking hard? I know that feeling. Your days are packed with guest messages, turnovers, calendar tweaks, dashboards, and somehow your profit still feels capped. And most hosts assume the answer is working harder, raising rates blindly, or buy another property. But that's not actually what moves the needle. What's missing is strategy, not effort.
That is exactly why we created the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. It's a four-day live training where we break down how professional hosts actually price, plan, and manage revenue so you can earn more from the properties you already have.
In just 4 days, you will walk away with more money from your existing listings, predictable income you can actually plan around, confidence you're not leaving money on the table, and a clear growth strategy that doesn't mean working more.
If you've plateaued, but you know you're capable of more, this is for you. Join us live inside the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp and secure your seat today. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Grinding harder isn't the answer. Strategy is.
Listeners, we want to personally invite you to the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp, where we're sharing the exact playbook top earning hosts are using in 2026.
After this bootcamp, there will be no more grinding and wondering why profit doesn't match your effort, no more getting lost in the Price Labs dashboards, no more debating if you need to raise rates or buy another property.
Instead, you'll understand how to make more money from the properties you already have. Those blind spots costing you $75 to $300 per booking, you're going to finally see them and know exactly how to fix them. Predictable income you can actually plan around, the confidence that you're not leaving money on the table, a clear path to growth that doesn't mean working harder, and your most profitable year yet with a real plan to make it happen.
2026 can be different, and it all starts here. Join us inside the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. It starts on February 9th. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp to save your seat today. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. We can't wait to see you inside.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Farrakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your Hosting Hotline questions answered every single Tuesday, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we will answer it here on the podcast, or you can get involved on our YouTube videos in the comments section. We are always in there answering their questions, answering your questions. You haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel. What are you even doing? It's a great way to see things visually and just get more short-term rental content if you're in the era of really maximizing your short-term rental business. And today we have a question from @IMadeSuparta6705. And the question is, should we name the Airbnb photo with a keyword name for SEO purposes before we upload it to the listing? Which I thought was a great question. It's from our video, The Airbnb Slow Season Playbook, Every Host Wishes They Had. Annette, you wanna kick us off here?
Yep. So just to reiterate, should you name your Airbnb photos with SEO, search engine optimization keywords before uploading them to your listing? Give them the short answer.
Yeah, so you should. Take every opportunity available to build short-term rental, or, oh my gosh, to build
too
SEO.
Too many acronyms.
Too many S acronyms. SEO around your listing, including naming your photos strategically before uploading them. But a very important clarification is this. And this is key. The words that you use should not be generic hype terms like oceanfront or best views or stunning sunsets, for example. SEO isn't about adjectives. What it is about, and Airbnb has stated publicly that they are doubling down on this, it is about matching search behavior in your actual market.
Let's dig into what that search engine optimization would actually be, what they're actually looking for versus those adjectives. It's constantly, so any, and this is, the OTAs are trying to always match guest intents to the listing. So guests are looking for features, attributes, and amenities. They're not looking for those marketing phrases like we were speaking about. So here are some examples. They could be searching for near convention center, hot tub, walk to downtown, king bed, king beds, ski in, ski out, pool, pet friendly. These are predictable and repeatable search patterns. I want to say that again. Repeatable and predictable search patterns. And I think you guys could even just right now on a notepad think about people coming to your property. What are they looking for? What are those specifics? And you probably hear these in your reviews too, you know, of things specific that they're calling out. So these are the types of keywords you want anywhere Airbnb can read the data, including the image names. Do you want to explain that a little bit more of just image name, Sarah?
Yeah. So when you have on your computer, whether your photographer delivered them to you, or let's say you're really skilled with your smartphone, because otherwise I would not recommend.
The photographer delivered them.
Yeah, yeah. I get nervous sharing all the things, but regardless, wherever the photo comes from, however it was taken, whether it was a camera or what have you, it's going to the device, the piece of equipment is going to automatically assign a name. Like actually, I'm looking at some MP4s right now. That's the file form. It's a video. You know, it's H58A1972, right? It's some sort of identifying factor that no one cares about but the equipment, right? Or maybe you've set up something for your equipment so it spits out a name that makes sense to you. But if you were to upload that into your listing, whether it's on Airbnb or Vrbo or any of the other OTAs or even on your direct booking website, that is information that could get picked up when people are searching for something related to your product, related to your short-term rental.
Just really quick to speak on the direct booking and even any OTA search engine, I also believe that this is an accessibility feature too. It's how the internet is crawling images for accessibility reasons, because some websites it will read to the user what the image is that they are participating in on the screen.
Right, right. And you can change the name of the image or the video, if this is for your direct booking site, so that it is readable in a way that makes sense for someone who wants to consume that information. And depending on for your direct booking website, you might have, for example, WordPress. And when you have an image, there's different things there that you can change about the image also. So it's good for SEO, accessibility, things of that nature. But it's much more simple on the OTAs because we don't have that level of tweaking that we can give these file images to the OTA. So simply changing the name of the photo to pet friendly, maybe it's a photo of the dog bowl and the waste bags and the water bowl, right? And so you might change that name from some weird identifier like JXP, whatever, JPEG, to pet friendly amenities.
Uh-huh. Or you're showing your bedroom with a king size bed and blackout curtains, you would put king bedroom with blackout curtains. So imagine if you're looking at the picture, you know, close your eyes. How would you describe it to someone that couldn't see? That's how the SEO is going to work. Again, you're showing a great picture of your kitchen. It could be kitchen fully stocked stainless appliances. if you're showing, maybe it is your living room, but you want to let them know it's near downtown, it would be walk to downtown living room .jpg. So this is really going to help not only Airbnb categorize your listing, but also just any search engine optimization if you have your direct booking site also.
Yeah. So what this will not do, it's not probably not going to give you an immediate SEO boost. This is not, I don't want you guys to think this is some secret hack that we have kept from you all these years, because I do think this is like the first time we've talked about this on the show. SEO builds gradually. It compounds over time as guests interact with your listing. So this is just a piece of the puzzle. Other things have to fall in place for this to be optimized, for your listing to be optimized. Photo naming is one small element in a larger ecosystem, but what we are saying is that it is worth doing.
Mm-hmm. And this, what it will do, it is going to clarify signal clarity to Airbnb and their system, their algorithm. It's going to help Airbnb understand which amenities you truly offer. And it is going to, over time, create stronger alignment between your listing and guest searches in your market. And I just want that key that we said there, over time, we interact with so many hosts that are all in a rush to get everything done. Slow and steady wins the race here, okay? It is about being consistent and making those micro improvements on a daily basis to your business.
Yes. So name your photos with intention. Do not keyword stuff. When you like stuff those keywords that you find, like maybe you're on, you know that a certain keyword is moving the needle, or you heard it in some Facebook group. And so then you put that word on the on every single photo, or you put it multiple times. The algorithms are very smart and they are going to know when you are keyword stuffing, and it's actually going to work to a disadvantage for you. So be thoughtful when naming these photos. Say what's in the photo and how the guest would search for it, and that is what's going to help you. And just remember, this isn't going to change your ranking overnight. This is not a hack, but it does support your long game SEO strategy, and it does help the OTAs. It does help Airbnb surface your listing to the right guest, which ultimately, if Airbnb can pair the right guest with the right listing, it's better for them too, right? Because they don't want guests who are unhappy, who are want a refund. They want to change their book. They don't want that. Yes, they want booked, but they do want the right guest with the right property, and this will help. So anything that helps align, find alignment there is going to be good for all parties involved. With that, I am Sarah Carracane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
One thing we've learned after managing more than 50 short-term rentals and driving over $3 million in revenue a year is this: top earning hosts aren't winging it.
They're following a system.
Over the last decade, we've helped more than 1,000 hosts grow using the same frameworks we use in our very own portfolio. That's why we're hosting Priced and Profitable.
Over 4 days, we're going to show you the exact system behind more than $3 million in short-term rental revenue a year, broken down step by step, so you can stop leaving money on the table and make 2026 your best year yet. Join us for the Priced and Profitable Bootcamp. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp.